On the long line with us today, Scott Guttormson with Midwest Farm Shows, the Tulsa Farm Show specifically, coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 9th through the 11th of December. And Scott, here we are. We've actually done this thing once already in calendar year 2021 since we postponed the 2020 show by a couple of months into February, but ready to roll again, and I know you're excited.
Yeah, you're right, Ron, and it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but we're hoping that the energy from our February show carries over to December, and I think that it's going to go beyond expectations. We're pleased with the amount of exhibitors that are returning, and we've got several new ones that we're excited about as well.
When you start talking about the Tulsa show, it's a unique show in that you've been able to be inside the same building for the entire life of the show. What, we're 25, 30 years now that we've actually been coming to Tulsa.
She's close to 30, so this will be the 28th.
Yeah.
And yep, you're right.
All inside, so it's a great, great venue. Tell me about what kind of numbers you got for this year.
You know, we're approaching close to 300 exhibitors, so we're pleased about that. We did add a few new things. We're looking at a mechanical bull will be at the show this year. We're going to pair him up with our country western singer Rusty Ryerson, and they'll be together, and so people can be entertained that way if they get a moment to sit down. Also, you know, we're going to look at probably 12. People now participating in the cattle equipment demos, so that's growing each year. Our friends at Oklahoma Farm Bureau again are big contributors to the show, and we're partnering up with them again, and we're excited about that.
And of course, they as a title sponsor, I know they always put a lot of emphasis on some of the safety training and the like that they're able to share with folks that come to the show.
Yes, exactly right, and they've got some new things to offer this year that they're gonna launch it in December at the Tulsa Farm Show. So,
and of course, one of the favorites for a lot of folks that come to the farm show every year in December, we've got our horse trainer back again, Craig Cameron.
Yep, Craig Cameron is back again, and that's always very popular. That's a large draw, and I think that each year you got people that see it and take it in. They probably learn something new each time. So Craig is set to go again, and he always enjoys coming to the Tulsa show as well.
Scott, the Midwest family has a great set of shows. Of course, the Oklahoma City show in the spring. We had to, of course, move the 2020 Tulsa Farm Show from December to the February, as we talked about right at the top. But in between all these shows, you've had several other shows around the country. What are you hearing? What's the mood of both exhibitors as well as the folks that come and take a look at all the goods and services?
You know, I think that you know, the numbers you'll see sometimes when you go from city to city, state to state, it varies largely as far as numbers go. But the one thing that I've learned is that if there is maybe a few less, if traffic may be down a little bit, it seems like the people that are there, that do go to the shows, they're there on a mission, and they're there for the purpose of seriously shopping and looking at seeing what's new. And so that's a positive part of it. I think that the people that are our core exhibitors, they understand, and they're in it for the long haul, and we're all going to get through it together. So we're more than pleased with, I think, the opportunity again to be able to get back to some sort of normalcy. So
opening day is coming up real quick, December 9th. Give us the details on the times for each of those days.
Yep, so it'll be once again Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and show hours will be 9 to 5 Thursday and Friday, and 9 to 4 on Saturday. So we look forward to, again, once another large crowd. And we're expecting good numbers. We're still getting exhibitors, new ones calling, even this week, so.
And, of course, as always, that admission and parking free, yep. Which I know some shows around the country have changed that, but that's one of the things about both the Tulsa show and the Oklahoma City show. You've maintained that throughout the life of both of those shows.
Yeah, you're right, and that's a big help as far as the convenience, and the parking lot is very accessible, mm-hmm. and exits are very accessible. Weather sounds like it's going to be great too, so we're very excited.
Thank you, Scott. Scott, of course, with the Tulsa Farm Show, Midwest Farm Show is coming up, the 2021 Tulsa Farm Show, kind of part two. We had a 2020 Tulsa Farm Show back in February of this year, but the real 2021 Tulsa Farm Show happening on the 9th, 10th, and 11th of December. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.